This is episode 272, 5 tips to become a better communicator.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 272. As always, it's a pleasure to have you listening today. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you for spending a little bit of it listening to this episode today. And I'm recording on a very mixed weather day. Sorry to talk about the weather, but it has been crazy here in Auckland recently. We're in the middle of summer. For those that don't know, New Zealand, yeah, we are on a different hemisphere. It is summer down here at the moment, and it's been a dreadful summer. We were supposed to go away camping this weekend. Instead, we had some flooding in Auckland on Auckland anniversary weekend. Nonetheless, we had record levels of rain. I think they said it was the most rain that's ever come down in Auckland in a single day. Fortunately, we were all okay up here. We're at the top of a hill, so we were okay, but lots of damage in the area. So, yeah, crazy summer. It was pouring down with rain this morning. Now I'm looking outside and it is sunny, so not quite sure what's going on. But anyway, I'm here, I'm recording, and today I am talking about 5 tips to become a better communicator. Now, I strongly believe that better communicators are more likely to get what they want. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you are someone who works in sales, or if you are trying to convince someone to adopt your ideas, or if you're just sharing advice with someone, more of a teacher, coach, consultant. We are communicating all the time. We use email, instant messaging, phone calls, we get on Zoom, we have social media posts, and of course, good old-fashioned in-person conversation. Everyone needs to communicate and should really be trying to hone this skill. If you're not already, I would just kind of put this in the back of your mind. How can I communicate better? This should be sort of one of those ongoing areas of improvement that you're always trying to do better at. Despite this, it is shocking how often you come across poorly written emails, or you find yourself in maybe a meeting that's just going around in circles. And how frustrating is it when we're the one that has to clarify someone's question because the point wasn't communicated properly? We have to kind of step up and fix the problem because somebody else can't communicate. So I'm always trying to improve my communication skills. And if you think about some of the high profile figures in society throughout history, they are usually great communicators. Steve Jobs, Winston Churchill, Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey. These people all share a common ability to convey powerful ideas and inspire with their words. And so with this in mind, I want to share 5 tips that have helped me to communicate more effectively with clients and colleagues in my business. And the first tip, actually, is to listen first and then respond. And I believe it was Epictetus who said that we have 2 ears and 1 mouth, and it's best to use them in that proportion. In other words, you should be listening twice as much as you are talking. Because you've probably been in that situation before where you've been in a conversation with someone and you ask a question only to have them ramble off some response that doesn't address what you said. They kind of just sidestep the question, or they think what they're saying is answering the question, but it's not. Politicians are very good at this. I think they're doing it more deliberately, of course. But for us, it's very frustrating. It demonstrates that the person on the other end hasn't heard us, they're not listening, and they don't really care what we have to say. Instead, when you can demonstrate that you've heard someone and that you understand their point of view, they will be much more open to hearing and accepting your response. And this is, you know, part of being an effective communicator. By effective, I mean getting people to agree with you. And this is particularly true in sales. If you can demonstrate to someone that you understand their pain or their problem better than they can articulate it, they will assume you have the solution. Another great saying that I really like, and depending on how you Google this, you'll find it attributed to different people, but the quote is, "Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt." I really like that one. So that's my first tip, is listen first, then respond. Tip number 2 is use as few words as possible. I've talked a bit about this before in terms of writing email. But it's true of communication in general. When you communicate with someone, the goal should be to communicate your ideas as clearly as possible with as few words as possible, regardless of the medium. If it's email, if you're talking on a podcast, making a video, you want to be as concise but clear as possible. We tend to ramble and repeat ourselves in an attempt to strengthen our idea, when this actually has the opposite effect. The more fluff we include in our emails or when we're talking to someone, the more obscure the message. The point we're trying to make gets buried in all the noise. So less is more. Choose your words carefully. Make your point, say it once, and end with confidence. Avoid filler words and phrases. I will often catch myself saying something like, "So, yeah," at the end of a sentence, and I catch myself and I'm like, oh my God, that sounds so stupid and weak. So I try and cut those filler words out. Just end, when I've made my point, end. Don't ramble and repeat. When you use fewer words, you sound more confident in what you're saying and the idea is strengthened. Tip number three is use the right communication channels. As I said in the intro, today communication happens across many different channels, and so you want to choose the medium you're going to use carefully to make sure it's appropriate for the conversation. Don't send an article's worth of text in an email or an instant message. Either get on a Zoom call or send a video response, which I really like doing using CleanShot X on the Mac, but you can use apps like Loom. Conversely, don't schedule a Zoom call if a simple email would do well. Sometimes people are lazy. They're like, oh, I can't be bothered putting my idea into a concise thought in an email. I'll just get on Zoom. It's kind of like the lazy way out. It also pays to think ahead in case you need to refer back to the conversation later. Sometimes it's useful having everything in writing for legal reasons or to have a recording or a transcript of your call in case you need to recap something later on. So you want to use the right medium for referring back to. I'm also a big fan of using things like audio responses as a quick way to communicate more information via like messages on the iPhone or Facebook Messenger. Tip number four is to proof, then send. This should be obvious, but we are all guilty, me included, of sending an email or message only to realize we've made an obvious spelling or grammatical error. Not only does this look stupid on our part, but it can change the meaning of the message. And my favorite example of this is remember that commas can save lives. If you think about where the comma goes in a sentence, you can say, "Let's eat, Grandpa," versus "Let's eat, Grandpa." So the comma, where you put that comma, really makes a difference. If that didn't quite make sense, go back and listen to that again, or I'll say it again. Here we go, ready? "Let's eat, Grandpa," as in "Grandpa, let's go eat," versus "Let's eat, Grandpa. Let's go and eat Grandpa, let's eat him." Commas save lives. So again, the goal should be to communicate our idea as clearly as possible. If you rush an email and don't proofread it, it's going to take longer to really to reach a conclusion, compared to if you'd simply taken a few extra minutes to make sure your idea or request is crystal clear. Even as I write this blog post or the podcast that I'm speaking now, but when I was writing it earlier today, I'll often type out my sentence, and as I reread it, I'm thinking, I could say that with as fewer words, and so I will trim it down to be more concise. And tip number five is practice communicating in different ways. This is really not to be understated. I find that from my own experience, practicing communication in different ways has really helped me. That's why I like writing my blog. You know, this, what you're listening to now, the podcast, is available in blog form. I like writing because the act of writing helps me practice getting better at communicating using written text. I also like speaking. Speaking the text aloud helps me to practice enunciating, when to emphasize different words. I like making videos for YouTube where I'm explaining something. I like taking sales calls and running client training sessions. The more experience I've had communicating in different ways, the better I think a communicator I have become. And so if your primary way of communicating right now is text, if you are generally using email and text as a way of communicating a lot, try finding ways to speak more, whether it's getting on Zoom or making videos or podcasts. Or if you spend a lot of time talking to people, practice writing more. One will support the other. Is it going to feel awkward and uncomfortable at first? Yes. Whenever I talk to someone about starting a YouTube channel or a podcast, there's always that fear that they're not good enough on camera or on mic. But how do you expect to get better without practice? Nobody starts being perfect and really good. I look back at my early videos and I cringe. And I don't know any creators. If you look at YouTube or podcast, everyone says the same things. Oh, I was so embarrassed by my early podcast or my early episodes. That's fine. It's a rite of passage. You have to go through that sucky period in order to improve. So I hope this episode has been useful today. If you have any thoughts, questions, comments, feedback, head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/272. You can leave me a comment there. Once again, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.